Welcome home, Mrs. Payne.
Oh, baby, I love the way that sounds. Ooh.
All right, all right.
Hey, wait. Aren't you supposed to carry me over the threshold or something?
Baby, I carried the suitcase up the steps. You should be carrying me. Threshold,
what's the matter, Martin? You can't hang.
As a matter of fact, I can't, Gina. I don't know what happens after y'all ladies get married. I think y'all throw it better or something. Y'all...
yeah. You know, I'm trying to give you a little something to think about, you know.
Well, you damn sure gave me something to think about. Hey, baby.
Wait.
Check the machine. See if my mama called.
Oh!
See if my mama called. Mama sound a little better than I thought. I was expecting to hear gunshots. Pow, pow!
Me too, Martin. And look, there's the gift she brought us. We might as well let the bomb squad open that one.
Oh, baby.
I'm glad to be home anyway. Oh, baby, I got our whole first night together all planned out.
Baby.
First, we're going to open up all our wedding gifts. Then we're going to, I don't know, write our thank you notes, our apologies.
Sorry. Sorry, baby, sorry.
What are you sorry about, Martin?
Well, Gina, see, I had told Tommy and Cole that I was gonna come on down to the pool hall, play a little pool with them.
Are you trying to tell me that on our first night home, you're gonna go play pool with your boys?
Why you think we cut the honeymoon early, baby?
Martin, you told me that you had business to take care of.
I do have business to take care of, Gina. I gotta get down to the pool hall and open up a can of whoop-ass on Tommy Cole.
Baby, you know what? I really think we're starting off on the wrong foot here. I mean, really. Marriage is supposed to be about communication, what? Compromise, you know?
I am compromising. I was supposed to be there half an hour ago, baby. You're holding me out.
All right, fine, Martin.
Thank you. I like it.
Well, if you have to go, can you at least be home by 8 o'clock?
Girl, I'll be home by 7:59.
Hey. Aren't you forgetting something?
Oh, you want me to place the lushes on you the way I want you to place the lushes on me?
Silly.
Gina, what the hell is it?
Isn't it cute? It's a little beeper.
What you trying to do, Gina? Put an electronic leash on me? Next, what you gonna wanna have, a curfew, baby?
Martin, please, it is only for emergencies, okay? And besides, this way, we can always be connected.
Well, I tell you what. If your number's 48, I damn sure won't be late. Now, who wants the first left side?
Uh-oh. The bridegroom is back, dog!
Wait, hold on, Martin. You look a couple quarts low, man.
What do you mean? I was with my wife. You know how I do it.
Look at that. Woo. Hey, look, man, I'm sorry I missed your wedding. Yeah.
Yeah.
I took the wrong plane. Ended up in Samoa. Mm. Yeah. They got some more big women in Samoa.
Just rack up, man.
Congratulations, Martin. Did you get that bottle of champagne I sent you?
Oh, you know what happened with that, Nipsey? Mama bust Gina's father over the head with that, man.
Well, all right.
You know what, Martin? I'm a little surprised Gina let you out tonight.
What do
me let me out. You be letting me out. I'm a grown damn man. I let myself out.
All right.
Oh, man, you crazy?
You got to let them know early who the man. That's what I'm talking about. Right. Why you got to beep it up? Yeah. Did Gina get you that?
Man, just move out the way and let me break the ball, man.
All right, come on. Come on.
Man, oh, show you right.
Oh, so look at here, boy. Now that you a married man, you think you still got it?
Ain't no reason to trip. I'm still a pool hustler clocking my grizzly up. Damn! Oh, God. I don't know why I'm this good.
That's a great shot. How did you do that?
It's called skills. Marty Maud got skills to pay the bills.
Yeah. Now, you have a lot of talent, too. My name is Cole, and you are...
Not interested.
Right on.
What's up?
I'm
Vanessa.
Hey.
Can I play? Because, you know, I could pick up some pointers playing pool from a hustler like you.
True, you could. But right now, I'm playing with my knockers, so that wouldn't even be right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was interrupting your game.
No. You're not interrupting anything, sweetheart. There you go. You be my guest, all right?
Thank you.
Well, I guess I got to be a gentleman, so I'm going to let you take the first shot. Have fun, because you might not get another one. Did I say what I just said? Well, look, back up a little bit. I'm going to try to make this as Martin painless as possible.
All right, I'm coming. Fight away.
Hey, Miss Married Lady. Oh, girl.
You got to tell me all about this honeymoon and don't leave out a single thing. Except for the parts with your little husband. Where's Bushwick?
He had to go out and take care of some business down in Nipsey's.
Hold up. You mean to tell me that your brand new husband is at the pool hall playing pool on his first night back?
Pam, please stay out of married people's business. He'll be home by 8.
I'm not in your business, Gina. Okay. But if I was in your business, I would tell you that it's 8:15.
Don't you think I know that? Anyway, it's not a problem, Pam, because I got him a beeper and I'll just page him.
Girl, you should have bought him some platform shoes.
Hi, hello. Yeah, I'd like to leave a message for Mr. Payne, please. Martin Payne. Yes, could you please tell him to call his wife?
Better yet. Tell him to get his raggedy ass home now. Now.
I'm a bad man. Three-peat. Let me get on out of here, baby.
I gotta admit, you're good.
Thank you. That I am.
Look, Mark, brother, you beat her like she stole something.
What's that?
Oh, that's just Mark Beeper. Mrs. Payne must want him to get his butt home.
You just mad because your Pam the Bear can't dial a phone with her claws, man. Back off. Let me get ready to get up out of here.
Oh, Martin, I know you're not leaving yet.
I got the role. Ain't no competition around here.
Well, then I guess you wouldn't have a problem playing me for, say, $20 a ball.
First of all, sister, old Marty Ma don't gamble. So you can save your money, honey.
Now I understand. Your wife gave you a curfew.
Hey, didn't you hear what I had said earlier? Don't nobody be giving me no curfew. I come and go as I very damn well. Please.
So you don't gamble. What do you say we play for your watch?
You want to play for my watch? You know what? I tell you what. I play you for nothing. If I lose, you can have the damn watch.
Okay, it's on then. Is it still ladies first?
On you.
Oh.
Damn.
What time you say it was?
Well, it looks like this is my last shot.
I don't know what table you looking at, but you still got four balls left on the table.
Really?
Yeah.
8-ball corner pocket.
Oh. Oh!
How you like me now?
You ain't gonna give me a chance to win my things back?
What you gonna bet? Some skin?
No, I got collateral. Uh-huh. I got collateral. Hold on for a second. Tommy. Hey, man. Come on, man. Let a brother borrow the car keys, man. Man, I ain't never lost 13 in a row. I'm on a roll now, Tommy.
No, can't do that, man. That's a company car.
You ain't got no company, man. Cole, let me borrow your wallet, man.
You can hold it, but Mom's already took what's in it.
Ah, damn. Yeah, sir. Let me borrow a few, man.
You better quit while you behind. That girl done beat you silly.
Let's go, man. It's time to go. Let's go.
Get off me, man.
It's over.
Get off me. Look, man, I could win, man.
And no, I'm taking you home to your wife. Let's go.
Ah, damn. What time is it? What time is it?
I know you ain't asking us. You done lost both of our watches.
Well, according to Martin's watch, it's 12:22. Y'all have a good night.
Damn, man. Must have been crazy to give up my jacket. If I was thinking, I'd have gave up my pants.
Look, remember, all right? Y'all better have my back on this. Just stick to the story.
Okay.
Okay, now we got jacked. Right. That's that.
Shoot.
Hey, baby, we was just talking about you. What you doing up?
Waiting on you. What are you doing damn near naked?
I got jacked!
Martin! Do you have any idea what time it is?
Time? Gina, what about me? Look at me, your brother. Damn near butt naked ass out. What about me?
You know what? This better be good. This better be.
Now, see, I can't tell you that it was good. Because it wasn't good, Gina, but I was out there handling my business with them. Why not, y'all? How many of them was it?
12.
One. No. You stupid motherfucker. That was not the story.
You was trying to... You still say 12.
Baby, what they meant to say... is it was between 12 and 1.
All right, look. Stop playing games and please tell me what happened.
Well, my head a little. Gina, I'm a little traumatized. Tony, tell her the story, because I'm still going back from the traumatization.
You know how Martin is when injustice is being done. Well, you see, when we saw that poor little old lady being beat down, you see, he couldn't help but to jump in and start swinging.
Yeah, that's what he was doing. Yeah. And then what happened was we ran through this burning house. And then we came out and got in the mothership.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And baby, that's just the way it went down, baby Bubba.
Good night, Tommy. Good night, Cole.
Talk about the mothership.
Landed in the mothership, baby Bubba.
All right, Gina, I'm going to be real with you, baby. Uh-huh. All right, there was this pool shark down at the pool hall hustling everybody out of their money, baby.
What does it have to do with you?
I'm the only one that could beat him. You should have seen this pool hustle guy. And then when I beat him, all his boys got mad and jumped me, Gina. Me. And I'm just glad that the bleed is internal so you wouldn't have to see all that blood.
Come on, Martin. You got jacked and then you ran through a burning building.
Yes. And don't forget the mothership, baby.
Stop. Stop the lies, okay? Please. It is so obvious. A pool hustler beat the pants off you and you came home late. Just admit it, Martin, please.
Okay, Gina, sit down here, all right? All right, now listen, baby, I apologize. Okay, it's my bad, Gina, I should have called, okay? Yeah. But Gina, I ain't used to being married, so I didn't know, baby.
Me either, Martin. But baby, when you don't call me, when you don't return my page, I worry. I mean, put yourself in my position, how would you feel?
Well, I wouldn't let you out.
Shut up.
What? No, I'm just playing with you, baby. We cool, though?
Hell no. Sorry, oh. I'm just playing with you.
Okay, baby, give me the luscious.
I was mad at you.
You was mad at me? Yeah. Don't be mad at me. You just... Who the hell? Knocking on the door at 1 a.m, baby. I'm a long time calling out.
Say bye.
Problems. I got your address from your driver's license.
And?
I just wanted to return these, because your little shoes don't fit my man.
Oh! My shoes don't fit your man, but I bet my damn watch does! Damn it. Gina?
Yeah?
You want to open the door, baby? What? Who just came?
Yeah, who just came over? Who was that?
Oh, that was the shoe salesman person.
No, baby, I don't think that was a shoes man salesman person.
No.
I think that was a woman who hustled your money.
Mm-mm. No,
and
no.
Had you ass out.
No, Gina. Yes. Okay, that woman did not hustle me out no money. Now open the door. It's getting a little chilly out here.
She may not have hustled you out of your money, but she took everything else. You know what? Pam is gonna love it!
Oh! Gina, don't you call Pam! Gina, don't you call Pam! I don't want the whole zoo knowing my business!
Pam!
Gina, open the door!
Pam!
Gina, open the door!
What up?
I have to give you all my money. Can't you at least let me have some bus fare? Give me my money. Give me my money, old lady. Come on. Give me my money. Had you been playing bingo, you wouldn't have this problem. You'd be somewhere riding down bus. You have bus fare, lady.
Yo, look here, Dragonfly. They outside repossessing my car right now. I need my money.
What that got to do with me, punk? What that got to do with me? I ain't got no money, so you better break out like the chicken pox, punk.
I'm tired of this. You gonna what? Snap my
money. It's on. Like Donkey Kong now, punk. Ah! Ah! Ah!
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening.
Take your best shot, man. Thanks, punks.